T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is time for the Richmond Market Minute. Mike Lavery from Wells Fargo Advisors is back with us. How are you, sir?
John, I am doing super. I hope everybody else is out there. And yeah. You know, you and I were sort of queuing things up a little bit earlier this morning. That is such a dichotomy because you sound great. Gary sounds great. I sound okay, I think. I believe everybody's in good health and doing what they're supposed to do. And yet you see some headlines that make us hurt for a lot of our other citizens, 100,000 people hospitalized and, you know, COVID cases spiking and worries about people traveling. And so you see those headlines, but you realize for most of us that's still not impacting us directly. Then you flip that over, John, and you look at what's going on in my world, the investment world, the stock market world, and you'll see that same phenomenon. Because clearly those headlines work their way into Wall Street, but so do the headlines about the vaccine and the vaccines coming, and we can argue about who's going to take it or how long it's going to take to get out there. But it demonstrates the ingenuity of the human spirit. Because, and you and I talked about this, we knew this 8 months ago, 9 months ago, that when we focus all of our energy and all of our technology on one thing, particularly in this country, we're going to get it done. And we get it done fairly quickly in this case. And markets are realizing that, and markets are looking at however much rancor there has been some unanimity in supporting this economy, providing the liquidity that we have needed. Would we like a little bit more? Sure. But that is getting done. And so you see those disheartening headlines on one side. But on the other, you look at what the markets are discounting right now, and the markets are saying we are going to be in a much stronger economy months from now and quarters from now than we are right now. And maybe we'll be in this struggle for days longer, weeks longer, a couple of months longer. Markets still looking well past that. And so to see all those tough headlines, yet all of the bullish reactions we see in the market, some people are having trouble discounting that in their own mind. But that doesn't mean it's not happening. And we'll keep an eye on that going forward because the important numbers, I think, for most of us will come out today and tomorrow morning. That'll be those initial jobless claims today and in the unemployment number tomorrow because that's going to help us gauge how far away that much stronger economy really is. So we'll talk about those, but very interesting headlines to see the S&P 500, John, closed at an all-time high last night. At the same day, we have COVID cases at all-time highs. Interesting dichotomy, at least it was to me.
Yeah. I'm just wondering when the stress point reaches where everything collapses. Like, you know, if we had recalibrated and reopened with appropriate safeguards 6 months ago, then the unemployment numbers, I think, would have buoyed. The employment number would have buoyed back up. At some point, though, you strangle the victim so much that they're not coming back, you know?
And John, from a market standpoint, and I hearken back to you saying that 6-7 months ago when it was maybe we should have spent more time not closing down the economy but sequestering, quarantining, assisting, helping the most vulnerable, and let the major market, let the majority of our economy do it. And that's what you're seeing right now.
Yeah.
The haves, if you will, people that can work from home, people that have money to invest, people that want to borrow money at very low interest rates, they are in a good position right now. If you're at the lower rung of that of the economy and or you're vulnerable from a health standpoint, you're having a very tough time. And so what you said in retrospect may have been a better way to go. I don't know how to go back and redo that, but I do know how we're planning on going forward.
Yeah. Well,
you know, I think you were very prescient in that thought, because now as we're seeing that breaking point, that in retrospect, that might have been a better way to go.
I appreciate that, and I know you don't go political, but I will. That's why it's important who you put in these positions who make who wind up making the decisions.
You have your job. I have mine.
Yeah, I got it. Hey, thanks. Mike Lavery, Wells Fargo Advisors.
Everybody stay well out there.
Investment product and services are offered through Wells Fargo Advisors. Wells Fargo Advisors is a trade name used by Wells Fargo Clearing Services, LLC. Member SIPC. This is for informational purposes only. An individual risk tolerance and investment objective must be reviewed prior to making any specific recommendations.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.